Being for Others blog number 23. 9 to 5 ain't all bad. 19 March 2020. Cranking up this blog involved countless lessons in solopreneurship. Entrepreneurship is assumed to be a livelihood. Blogging is not. After I get my book in progress together, time will tell whether there is enough participation here to sell enough books to keep the blog free. It is an inviting prospect. Readers recognize that one way or another, they must keep me alive. The lively world of Be Your Own Boss offers a reward of quitting your 9-to-5. Until then, if you can't afford a $300 investment in business tools, you are advised to keep your day job a little longer. The world breaks down into two groups. A. Those who decide moment to moment what they will do, entrepreneurs, and B. Those who work for somebody else, employees. A politician complained bitterly that Americans need a side hustle to stay alive. A huge body of people like me are not complaining. We are eager. For us, the side hustle is the exciting start on the road to entrepreneurship. Some seek to employ others. Some, like me, want only solopreneurship. In fairness, I should disclose that I have gratefully enjoyed a variety of traditional full-time jobs. Nevertheless, what I understand and where I thrive is self-employment. It is the only way to go. All these statements paint in very broad categorical brush strokes. That picture is emotional, not clearly defined. Success requires more sophisticated goal setting. I want to earn $1 million is fantasy. I could never do that is a self-limiting belief. Between the extremes lies very fertile territory, ready for careful examination, ready to yield surprising results. I am writing this while the whole world is self-isolating to stop a virus pandemic. As we are held back from our normal activities, I am speeding up my new writing occupation because everything else has shut down. Most of us are sensing new appreciation for whatever occupations we have had. This change of pace suggests a concluding thought that I penned over 3 years ago, expressing awareness and sincere gratitude. I do not have a job. I have a rare privilege. I spend my day in reverent awe that industry, commerce, and human intelligence have combined to produce this miracle for expressing my human emotions.